就在2012年的某一个礼拜六
On a Saturday back in 2012
David 花了几个礼拜的时间安排他所有的好朋友和教会的叔叔阿姨要我们带着音响录音机电子琴鼓吉他泡泡要恰巧路过 Mid Hudson Bridge
So back in 2012, David had organized and planned with a bunch of family and friends to bring instruments, bubbles, and just to meet at the Mid-Hudson Bridge for a message.
然后在预定时间当中 ,David 就会给大家一个手势就在那一刹那中弹吉他的弹吉他弹琴的弹琴唱歌的唱歌，拿花的拿花，拿气球的拿气球，吹泡泡的吹泡泡。
And David, with a wave of his hand, people who played the drums played the drums, the guitar played the guitar, people who blew the bubbles blew the bubbles, to have a message for someone.
然后那是一个非常梦幻的景象，不是吗
？Isn't this a very extravagant?
Fairy tale like. 那 David 要做什么呢
？So what does David want to do?
哦，原来 David 就在那一刹那要跟他一个心爱的人在那边，他要求婚。
So turns out David wanted to propose to his love of his life at that moment.
那我们这一群路人甲在那边的目的是做什么呢
？For us spectators, what is our What is our reason for being there?
我们在那边的目的就是一起对婉玲诉说 David 对她的爱意。
We're there to witness David's proclaiming of his love to Carol, to 婉玲。
而 David 那一整天的安排，它本身就是一种诉说。
The whole planning process is itself is a proclamation.
其实那一天呢，实际上还出点小插曲。
Actually, there was a little mishap that day.
哦，婉玲这位可爱的女孩差一点那天不想出门。
婉玲 this cute girl, actually almost didn't want to come out.
那她就看不到我们这一群路人甲要对她诉说的信息了。
Had she not came out, David wouldn't have been able to proclaim his message to her.
我们都在表达信息。
We're all proclaiming.
One way or one. 今天 David 带一个领带，他也在表达一个信息。
Today David's wearing a tie. He's also proclaiming something.
最近下雨，每当我下班的时候，我会经过我太太上班的地方，下雪。
Recently, with the weather, with the snow, I would always drive by my wife's office parking lot.
但是当我经过的时候，我看见他车上堆满了雪的时候，我就开过去，要帮他把车上的雪给清干净。
If I drive over and I see that my wife's car is full of snow, I would drive over to clear it off.
清完了我就走了。
After I clear it off, I would leave.
而他出来的时候，他虽然没有看到我人。
And when she comes out, she sees the clear car, but she doesn't see me.
但是当他看见他的车子清干净了，他就知道我去过了。
But once she sees that the car has been cleaned, she knows that I have been there.
因为所有发生的情况本身，他会讲话的。Because the condition, the picture will speak by yourself to yourself. 先生太太如果一回家发现桌子上已经摆满了晚餐的时候
，When a husband and wife goes home and there's Food on the table, all prep ready.
这件事情的本身就是一种信息。
This in itself is also a proclamation.
因为晚餐不会平白无故的就跑到桌子上。
Because dinner doesn't make itself.
我有几位朋友曾经跟我倾诉，他说：“神真的存在吗
？”Often my friends ask me whether God exists.
他们说，当他们自己人生正在快速的失速当中的时候，神在哪里呢
？When they feel that their lives are out of control, they ask, "Where is God?"
他说，他们看不见神在他们生命当中的出现。
They don't see or feel God's presence.
试着他们问了一个非常好的问题，神在哪里是真的值得我们问的一个问题。
Yes, asking where God is a very good question, and we need to ask.
而诗篇在大卫在这个诗篇当中，他就十足了回答了这个问题。
In David's psalm, he has fully answered this question.
大卫非常的生动的描写太阳、月亮、诸天的星体都在跟人类积极的传输一个信息啊。
David has painted a picture for us. The sun, the moon, and the stars are all speaking to mankind with great enthusiasm.
Oh, 他们好像在跳舞，他们在歌唱，他们在拿麦克风，他们使尽他们一切的全部的能力，在告诉我们一件事情。
They're all singing and dancing, all to proclaim one thing.
他要赢得我们的注意。Get our attention.
They want to get our attention.
每天太阳很骄傲的升起的时候。
Every day the sun rises with pride and authority.
雄赳赳气昂昂地对大地说
giving us heat, light.
是我是神让我供应你们一切能量的来源。
The sun pridefully boasts that God is using me to be the source of your energy.
原来神的存在是不需要经由圣经我们就可以知道的。
We realize we don't need the Bible to prove God's existence.
神实际上已经借着穹苍大声地宣告他的伟大和对我们的爱。
God uses the universe to proclaim His majesty and love towards us.
而这个正在传扬的信息实际上就在我们头顶。
This message, this proclamation is right above our heads.
问题是我们愿不愿意抬头。
It's a question of whether or not we want to lift our heads up.
而抬头以后我们愿不愿意听。
And after we lift our heads up, do we want to listen?
我第一次到内蒙古的时候我住在蒙古包里。
The first time I went to Mongolia, I lived in a local hut.
因为那一天我一去的时候白天已经累了一整天了终于到了晚上我想晚上我终于好好可以睡个觉。
I was exhausted during the day, and I figured at night I can finally rest.
没想到窗户外面透的强光亮到一个地步，我睡不着觉。
Unexpectedly, I saw a bright light coming through my window, so bright that I couldn't sleep.
我以为学生们正在拿强力手电筒或探照灯正在照我的蒙古包，要找我。
I thought it was students shining their flashlight through my window because they were looking for me.
那我当然要跑出去看看啊，是谁要找我。
So of course, I went outside to see what's happening.
结果我一看到的是，原来是数不尽的明亮的星星和皎洁的月光，洒满了大地。
Then I realized it was the moonlight and countless bright stars shining on the ground.
每一颗星星都清清楚楚的在闪耀。
Every single star was twinkling and bright and shining distinguishedly.
我第一次被这种威严雄伟的星空所折服。
This is the first time I was in awe.Of the stars in the sky.
我一望无际的星空所传达的信息，我发现是超文化、超语言的。
This message transcends all culture, language, and unceasing and continuously.
天上的树讲述也是不间断的。大卫说：“从这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。”
David says, "Day after day, they pour forth speech." Night after night, they display knowledge.
在白天的时候，我们看见太阳无限的能量正在给予我们。
During the day, we see the limited power and energy from the sun.
但是在夜间的时候，我们就看见月亮和星辰为我们指引道路。
At night, we see the light from the moon and the stars that becomes our guide.
有的时候我思想，这些星星所射出来的光很可能是几万年甚至几亿光年以前所射出来的光。
Thinking about some of these lights from the sky are from thousands and even millions of years ago.
这些星星可能已经不在了。
Although we see the light, there could be, you know, these stars might not no longer exist.
但是却成为我们现在夜间的指引，这不是非常奇妙的事情吗？
But now they can be a guide of our direction in life. Isn't that awesome?
我们的天体，我们看见宇宙实在是非常精密，不容出错的。
You know, sophisticated and error-free, know, sign, it's a, we recognized that for us humans to survive is very miraculous.
因为天上不只单单只有一个发光的星体。
Since there are not only two sources of light in heaven,
结果神就引发人自然有一种好奇心去了解星体与星体之间的关系。
God makes people curious of the relationship between the stars and the planets.
他们彼此的关系。
Their distance and relative speed.
然后他们的速度，以及互动的情形。
Relative speed.
我过去常常听到许多基督徒对我说。
In the past, many Christians ask.
这些基督徒跟我说，你们只要看看天上的星星，他们互相有规律的运作，互不碰撞，就知道神的伟大了。
When you see the constellations in the sky and how they don't collide at each other, which prove God's greatness.
那实际上我那时候很年轻，我听的时候实际上没什么感觉的。
When I was younger, when I heard this, I didn't think much of it.
因为我想到星体的运作，哎，我知道，因为我在教室里面有看见那种模型，然后那个有太阳，有星体在这边运作。
When I was in the classroom and I saw the model of the solar system, it was static.
然后非常的慢，我们可以转的话，但慢好像在打太极，在里面慢动作的在里面转。
And turning it, it seems very, very slow.
哦，我想那么慢，当然不会撞，那这有什么了不起的事情啊
？And seeing how slow it was, obviously it's not going to collide.
但是我后来才了解，实际上所有的星体正在一个我无法想象的快速当中运行。
Later on in life, I realized and learned that the planets and the stars move at an incredible speed.
让我举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
一般的云霄飞车，我们坐在云霄飞车上面，那个云霄飞车的速度呢，大概是120英里，一小时120英里。
When we're on a roller coaster, typically goes 120 miles an hour.
有的时候我很怕跟我儿子去这种。这种乐园呢，他要坐那个很快的，有时候快到一百五十，时速150英里的，我实在受不了。
Sometimes when I go with my son to the roller coaster, he goes on some roller coasters that goes above 100 miles an hour, and I'm terrified.
但是不可思议的，就在此刻，地球接近赤道的自转的速度是多快呢
？So do we know how fast the rotation of the Earth is?
就在此刻，我们整个地球的运行的速度是时速1000英里。
To make one complete rotation in 24 hours, the point near the equator of the Earth must move at close to 1,000 miles per hour.
是音速的1.3倍。
It's about 1.3 times the speed of sound.
但是我们今天有没有带安全带？我们现在坐在这边有没有带安全带
？Are we all wearing seatbelts today？
我们没有一个人被甩出去啊。
None of us has been spun out of orbit。
而且我们一点也没有晕车啊，一点没有感觉在动的感觉。
And we feel like we're not moving at all。
而地球的公转的速度更是不可思议。
But Earth's orbit around the sun is even more incredible。
它是时速超过66,600英里。
Its speed is 66,600 miles per hour.
乃是音速的87倍。
That's 87 times the speed of sound.
我们有没有感觉啊
？Do we feel it?
我们感觉，也许你听完之后，你现在已经昏了，但是实际上我们一点感觉都没有。
You might feel dizzy just hearing these numbers, but we're all put, stay put.
月球的转速多快呢
？What's the speed of the moon? Its orbit.
是时速2,288英里。
The moon's orbit around the Earth is 2,288 miles per hour.
是音速的3倍。
It's three times the speed of sound.
由于我们的引力的公式是引力等于大的横数乘以整个质量再除以半径的平方。
So this is the formula for gravitational force.
所以如果大家知道，如果半径是在分母的话，是平方的话，半径只要改一点点，你的引力就会差很多。
So as you know, if any slight change in the equation, there's a drastic change.
我知道在座我们至少有一半是工程师，所以你们可能了解我在写什么东西。
So half of us are engineers, so we should know the equation.
这个代表说什么呢？如果地球质量不变，地球的半径如果大一点点的话 ，bigger.
However, if the Earth is bigger,
不但大气层的地心引力它就吸不住大气层的就吸不住大气层能够附合在地球上面。
The gravity would increase, the atmosphere cannot exist or be maintained, and because due to the stronger gravity, the water is unable to surface.
引力一小，自转的速度会把所有的东西给甩出去。
And then everything on Earth would be swung out of orbit.
但是如果地球再小一点点，也就是密度增加的时候，它引力就加大了。
But
when become denser, smaller.
But when the Earth is denser and smaller,
gravity increases.
That gravity increases.
结果大气层就没办法升到空中了。
I'm sorry. So it increases the gravitational forces, but the water is unable to surface prevent.To surface.
那水就无法上升下降，它就无法洗涤这个中间的空气了。
And it's because the water is unable to surface, it's preventing clouds from forming and cleansing and filtering the air.
如果我们一没有大气层保护我们的话，太阳的辐射就直接射过来。我们需要大气层来保护我们，不让辐射进入地球。
If we don't have this, it's nothing protecting us from the sun's rays and radiation.
有了大气层就保护了地球能够保持温度，有雨，有雪。
A normal atmosphere is able to maintain proper temperature and provide rain and water, rain and snow.
如果地球转快一点点会怎么样呢？水就会集中在赤道的周围。
If the Earth spins a little faster,Water would concentrate around the equator.
风速就达到无法居住的一种地步。
The wind speed would reach an inhabitable environment.
而地球自转的速度只要慢一点点，我们早晚的温差温度就非常的大。
If the Earth spun just even a little bit slower, the temperature between the morning and the night would be drastic.
我们发现，依着科学的进步，我们渐渐发现，容许人可以生活的条件。实际上是非常非常非常的窄的。
As science advances, we realize the margin, the specification required for us to live and survive is actually really small.
需要非常非常精准的一个条件底下，我们才能存活。
It must be extremely precise.
那根据地球的大小，到底自转的速度可以有多少的差额的空间？才可以适合我们人类居住呢
？According to Earth as we know now, I wonder what's the acceptable margin and the spinning speed for us to retain and maintain life.
如果大家注意一些科学报道的话，在2017年的时候，科学家就告诉我们，2018年将会进入一个非常高地震形态的一个周期了。
According to scientists in 2017, they say 2018.Earth will be more prone to have more severe earthquakes.
令我们非常难过和震惊的是，果然就在上个礼拜，台湾的花莲就经历了两次大地震，并且现在一直都在摇晃当中。
Just like in recent news in Taiwan Hualien, they experienced multiple continuous small earthquakes following two big ones that just happened.
科学家之所以可以做出这样的预测和推论。是因为根据过去的研究发现，当地球自转的速度慢的时候，就会与地震将会有息息相关的一个因果关系。
The reason why they can make such predictions is because the spinning speed of the Earth is closely related to earthquakes.
地球的自转速度实际上是有变化的。
In actuality, the spinning speed of the Earth is not constant.
它是有周期性的缓慢，然后再恢复原来的速度。
There is a cycle of slowing down and returning to normal speed.
那在这个周期当中，到底它到底减慢了多少，能导致以及让我们发现有这种地震的现象呢？
So how slow or how much of a change does Earth need to spin in order for us to experience these earthquakes?
大家想一想，大概会慢多少导致地球我们可以看见地震？
How slow do you think the Earth needs to slow down?
一天要慢几秒钟，它开始，我们开始发现地壳有这种地震的现象。
How slow?
答对了，百万分之一秒。
The answer is if it slows down by 1/1 of a second.
也就是当自转一周的整个周期啊，自转一天二十四小时的整个周期里面，864亿分之一就会产生地震。
Which translates to 86/1000th of a day within 24 hours can we experience earthquakes.
虽然科学家还不明了到底转速跟地震它们之间的因果关系。
The scientists don't know if slowing down of the earth is cause or the result of earthquakes.
但是他们所知道的是，当他们知道地球先开始转慢的时候，地震就会跟着来。
But we know when the earth slows down, that's when earthquakes happen.
所以任何非常微细的变动都会对人类带来巨大的灾难。
But we know the minimalist change in speed can cause a catastrophe to mankind.
大家想想，如果这个差距只是864亿分之一就可以产生这么大的一个结果的话，我们整个世界可怎么可能是由几率产生的呢？
It won't happen by chance.
一定是后面有一个设计师在后面的。
There must be a creator behind all this for us to maintain life.
最近几年我们常常听到的热门话题是有关全球暖化的问题。
In recent years, the hot topic has been global warming.
因为全球暖化导致气候开始有了巨变。
Because of global warming, temperature has changed.
那各国纷纷想找到因应的措施。
Different nations have tried to find a solution to this problem.
但是地球到底暖化了多少呢？
But how much of Earth's temperature has actually increased for us to even to worry?
导致我们感到恐慌呢？也 makes it work. 结果是140年来，我们整个地球实际上升了0.8°C.
So during the last 140 years, the Earth's temperature has raised 0.8°C.
当我们再看看这个引力的公式的时候，我们不得不想到太阳跟地球的关系。
Let's take a look at this, the sun again.
太阳是地球一切能量的来源。
The sun is Earth's only source of energy.
而它本身不停地给予能量，是因为它太阳当中有不停类似氢弹或者说原子弹的一些爆炸。
The reason why the sun is able to give us continuous energy is because there's continuous nuclear fusion going on, almost like a hydrogen bomb.
就有如爱因斯坦讲的相对论，它会从质量变成能量。也经由爆炸释放的能量，它的质量也不断的在减少。
The problem is each explosion, per se, creates a mass amount of energy for us, but in return, it also reduces the mass.
那它质量它不断的减少，它减少多快呢？它减少是每秒钟661万吨。一秒钟。
So how much does it reduce in mass? It's a 6.6 trillionth of a ton per second.
那它质量不断的减少，它的重力也跟着变低。那相对的引力会怎么样？
As the sun reduces in mass, so does the gravitational pull and the force.
引力就越变越小了。
Gravity becomes smaller.
那引力越小，那地球会不会越飞越远呢？
And if the gravitational pull is smaller, wouldn't Earth fly further and further away?
我们都不会想这件事情，反正明天太阳会起来，我们不会想这件事情。结果到底我们会 与太阳飞远多少呢？
We often don't really think about this. We, you know, we live day by day, but how much has Earth flown away from the sun?
但是因为太阳非常的巨大，地球每年只会离太阳远一点，1.5公分。
But because Earth, the sun is so big, the sun is so big, Earth only flies 1.5 centimeters per year away from the sun.
当我们越了解科学，我们就越能体会，我们之所以可以在这地上安然居住，本身就是一个不可思议的事实。
The more we understand science, we more understand how we can exist on this earth because it was designed and created by our Heavenly Father.
是经由一位无限智慧的神所精心安排的，绝对不是偶然。
His design is not by chance. It's very precise.
我们再看星星，那世界上的星星到底有多少呢？
So how many stars do we have in this universe?
我们现在所知道的星星大概有7×10²次方。
There are 7×10²² of stars.
我们二十二对我们来说这什么意思？一点感觉都没有。
So power to the 22nd doesn't sound like much, but how much is that really? How much does that really mean?
也就是说，这个数字比我们全世界所有的沙加起来还多10,000倍。
That's 10,000 times more than all the grain of sand on Earth.
我们又怎么去理解呢？多一万倍就多一万倍，这是什么意思呢？
How do we comprehend this?
也就是说，如果我们现在所有的居住在地球上的土地，我们一直往上堆沙，一直堆，一直堆，堆堆堆到20公尺高，也就是7层楼的高度的话，一直堆沙，一直往上堆，整个现在的 FCON 教会，所有 Dutchess County， 所有美国，所有中国大陆，所有亚洲、欧洲，全部都一直往上堆。
If each grain of sand represents a star, and we accumulate on Earth's surface, with sand, it would be 7 stories high.
那个总数就是我们现在所知道，现在星星的数字。每一个一粒沙就代表一个星球。
So that's what the scientists have currently known.
那我们地球也不过是所有的沙子里面其中的一粒一小粒。
And just like Earth, we're just a grain of sand in this vast universe.
有的时候我在想，神啊，你为什么造那么多星星，干什么呢？
Sometimes I wonder, God, why did you create so many stars?
你又让我们看到他们，又了解什么呢？
What are you trying to say to us from these stars?
我后来开始了解，是神要告诉我们一个信息。
Start to realize God is trying to tell us a message.
他有多么的爱我。
It's that he wants to show us how much he loves us.
纵使我们在这个宇宙当中实在微不足道，
even though we're so insignificant,
他可以却可以为我们地球安排一切，大家可以想象吗？
That he can be with us on Earth, make all the arrangements.
神为我们的生命供应了一切不可思议、得天独厚的生存条件。
God has created an environment with such unique and precise conditions for us to live in, and also for us to live in.
并且让我们可以享受，还可以观看他所造的一切。
And also allowing us to enjoy and observe His beautiful creations.
我刚刚所提的也不过是数不清的这些创造当中的一点点的例子而已。
I just gave a few examples.
若没有这些数不清的这些精密的条件，包括引力、气候、湿度、季节、亮度等等。
Without these precise conditions, including gravity, temperature, humidity, seasons, and the brightness, we're unable to survive.
我们完全无法存活。这个就是神的爱的一个供应。
This is God's manifestation of His love in our lives.
我每次回去纽约去看我妈妈的时候。
Whenever I go back to New York to visit my mother,
我回去应该是我去照顾她的。
Usually when I go back, I should be taking care of her.
但是我每次回去，她总是买了一大堆东西，准备要给我吃。
But whenever I go back, she buys large amounts of food for me.
哎呀，我每次去匆匆忙忙回来，我也没时间吃。
And I'm so busy, I don't even have time to eat.
但是我看到那些东西，就感到妈妈对我的爱。
But when I see the food that she has prepared, I can feel her love.
我们这一些已经做空巢的父母们，平常家里的冰箱也许是空空的。
As parents who have empty nests, usually our refrigerator is quite empty.
Empty as well. 但是只要孩子一听说孩子要回来，哎呀，冰箱一下就是满的了。
But when we hear that our children are coming home, the refrigerator is it's full of food again.
有这些很丰富的供应，就是我们爱的表达。
This in itself is an expression of love.
神也是住的，他创造诸天当中的一切，作为我们的供应，来述说他对我们的爱意。
God also goes through the provision of His heavenly the sky, to is His way of expressing His love for us.
宇宙它如何彰显神的爱和智慧，永恒的供应，给我们完美的条件来存活。
How God shows His love and wisdom is through the universe.
And all the provision.
And all the provisions.
大卫说，同样神同样的也赐给我们完美的律法，教导我们如何度日子，了解生命的意义，使我们畅快。
David says God gives us the perfect law to enjoy and appreciate life.
宇宙的创造证明神的存在。
The creation of the universe is to proclaim His existence.
而律法的给予是显明神没有撇下我们，并且希望与我们同在。
But the provision of the law is to express His desire to be with us.
有别于宇宙的创造，律法是神对人类一个非常个人化的一个礼物。
Differing from the creation of the universe, the law is a personalized gift.
它是神与人中间一个特别的约定。
It's a covenant between God and man.
所以当大卫说到律法的时候，他在这边的用语不再是神。
So when David talked about the law, no longer is the word God used.
他用的字眼乃是亚伟，或者中文和合本翻译叫做耶和华。
Rather, he uses the word Yahweh.
就有如创世纪的描述，是神创造了天地。
Just like the description in the book of Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth.
但是乃是亚伟创造了人。
But it was Yahweh who created man.
当圣经里一提到亚伟这一词的时候，我们就要注意了，它是乃是要凸显神与人的一个非常亲密的关系。
The moment we use the word Yahweh, The moment the word Yahweh is used in the scripture is when there's a relationship between man and God.
那亚伟的律法是怎么样的一个内容呢？
Then what is the content of Yahweh's law?
简单来说就是十诫。
Simply speaking, it's the Ten Commandments.
这里面的内容就是神是我们独一敬拜的对象。
God should be our one and only God that we worship.
我们要爱他。
We need to love him.
然后呢，我们要守安息日。
We need to observe the Sabbath.
然后我们要孝顺父母。
And we need to obey our parents.
然后我们要爱人如己。
And we need to love others.
亚伟法律的根本原则是什么呢？
So what is the fundamental principle of this law?
根据罗马书十三章第十节就告诉我们，爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
In Romans chapter 13, verse 10, it says, love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
所以亚伟律法的根本原则就是爱。
So the fundamental principle of Yahweh's law is love.
那我们要怎么样去执行这个律法呢？
So how should we view and view this law?
这个律法当中说到，除非罪的代价得到偿还，任何人都必须服在这个律法的底下。
Unless the penalty of sin is paid, everyone should be confined and living under this law.
大卫说这个神的律法实在是好的无比的。
David says this law is a wonderful law. By saying a wonderful law.
哎，我们就说，哎，大卫，你自己在自吹自擂。你当然每一个宗教都说自己的律法最好了，最完善了，最公义了，最让人快乐了。但是你自说自话了。
By saying this, is David boasting? Is he exaggerating his own belief?
结论是我们今天现在是有社会科学跟历史来我们检验他所讲的话对不对？神的律法是否真的是公义？真的是开怀人心肠的？Today we have sociology and history to prove. And to verify the statement made by David. 就好像今天天文科学家证明宇宙的运作是万分精密的一样。Just like the scientists verify and prove the precision of the universe, how it is designed. 外邦人以为我们比犹太人，因为我们不用外邦人不信基督教、不信犹太教的人认为，哎，我们不需要做礼拜，我们不需要守安息日，我比他们多15%的时间。
The Gentiles thought they have more time, 15% more time, to work than the Jews.
因为我不用做礼拜，我不用敬拜神，所以我就可以多一份工作，我甚至可以上7天班，或者说我可以连续上8天班、10天班。很多地方只要初一十五休息就好了。
Because they don't attend service, they feel they have they can work multiple jobs, work seven days a week, 8 days, 10 days, 15 days.
那他们不是可以多赚一点钱吗
？So isn't it? Does that mean they can make more money?
结果在美国的收入来说，美国平均收入的来说，信奉犹太教的人，他收入最高。
So according to the graph, that they make the most money.
结果所谓福音派信徒的，就是遵守圣经为最高准则的福音派信徒。我跟大家讲一个秘密，我们就是福音派信徒啊。收入第二高。
So according to the graph, evangelists make the second most.
接下来。大卫说：“神的律法可以使人有智慧。”David said, "The law make wise the simple." 那到底神的律法是不是真的可以使人有智慧呢
？Is it really that simple, according to David?
然后我们就发现呢，全世界到2017年得到所有诺贝尔得主呢，一共有892位。
As of 2017, there's been 892 individuals awarded the Nobel Prize.
但是其中的201位，也就是22.5%，是犹太人。
22% of them are Jews, which is also 201 people.
但是犹太人只占全世界人口的0.2%。
But they're only 0.2 of the world's population.
照这个比例，代表犹太人比全世界的人平均聪明112倍。
According to this statistic, or this, you know, the Jewish people are smarter than
world population.
Than world population.
好，我们再看大卫继续在说，神的律法是。使人心里快乐的。
God's law also brings forth happiness.
但是快乐这个东西往往是跟社会有关系的，因此我们必须要得到世界快乐的指数去衡量。
So this is a happiness report from different countries.
好，在这边我列出前面前十五名。
These are the 15. I guess happiest countries.
好，我请问大家，这几个，如果大家眼睛好的话，这几个国旗里面，你有没有发现它有类似的地方
？Do you see something in common with all the flags in the top?
Frank 是怎么样？这些国旗里面有什么有特点的地方？大部分的国家都有十字架。
Majority of these crosses have a cross in it.
好，我们再来看。大卫说：“神的律法使社会公义。”
David says, "The fear of the Lord is pure."
我们再来到世界清廉指数来比较。
So let's look at the corruption report.
我们发现前面最清廉的十五个国家里面，它的国旗有个特色，是什么特色？
So according to these flags, what do we see in common?
也是十字架。
It's also the cross.
那当然，我们当中有一些从英国来的，我们从那个香港来的，我们很高兴，我们也在有殊荣啊，也在这十五名之内啊。
We have some people from Hong Kong.
但是香港原来是被哪一个国家所治理啊？英国。
Hong Kong was heavily influenced.
哎，我们看见英国的国旗有什么？十字架。
We see that the United Kingdom flag also has a cross.
这些国家也许现在再也不是基督徒为多数的一个国家。
These countries might not be majority Christians.
但是当他们立国的时候，他们却是以圣经为他们立国的基础。
But when they founded their nations, their foundation was based off the scripture.
他们宪法认知这个律法是有超越性和神圣性的。
Their constitution recognizes the law as superior and sacred.
因为他们相信律法的起初是神所赐的，它本身就是非常神圣的。
Because the law was originally by God, their law itself is sacred.
宇宙有多规律，律法就有多规律。
David says, "How orderly the universe is, so does it apply to the law."
宇宙有多全备，律法就有多全备。
How complete the universe is, so does it apply to the law.
律法如何诉说神的荣耀？宇宙如何诉说神的荣耀？同样，律法也诉说神的荣耀。
How the universe proclaims God's glory, so does it apply to the law.
并且守亚伟的律法，大卫说有大赏赐的。
Through law, we see God's glory.
大卫在这边说，我们会得到大赏赐 ，a great reward. 那什么大赏赐呢？
In Psalm 19, David says we have a great reward. But what kind of reward is he referring to?
这边的赏赐不单单是随之而来的公义、智慧和快乐而已。
It's not just righteousness, wisdom, or happiness.
乃是更因为因着守他的律法，我们给与创造主中间有关系了。
It's about having a relationship with God.
因为我们守了他的约定，我们可以在他面前称义了。
God be with us because we kept and observed the covenant.
我们可以与他同在了。
Then we can be justified before him.
这个律法离我们不远啊，就在我们手中的圣经。
This law is right in the Bible.
守了这个律法，我们就可以与神在一起，是多么好的一个盼望呢？
Then we can be together with him. How great of a hope is this?
我们希望这个律法真正活在我们生命当中。
We need to apply this law to our lives.
因此，我在这边再一次鼓励大家，我们教会有 WeChat Group， 希望大家随时每一天都能借着这个 WeChat Group 有这个读经的这个习惯，知道神的律法。
So I encourage everyone to read the church's WeChat for the daily devotions.
但是我们想到律法的时候，我们必须要想到一件事情。
However, when we think of the law, when we think about the law, we have to think about something.
如果宇宙不能有丝毫的差错，因为有一点点差错，我们就灭亡了。
However, if the universe cannot have any mistakes, or else we would be destroyed and cease to exist.
同样，我们的品格、内在的生命也是一样的。
At the same time, so does this apply to our integrity and moral.
我们在神的律法当中，我们不能有丝毫的差误。
We can't have any margin of error.
在圣经里面，我们只要有一点点差误，这个就叫罪。
According to the scripture, any margin of error is considered sin.
神的律法使我们看见我们自己的罪。
God's law helps us reflect our own sins and inequity.
我们的不堪，我们的渺小，也显出我们对罪的无力感。
It shows us how insignificant we are.
我们心有余而力不足，达不到神的标准。
The law shows us our inability to maintain innocence.
因为我们达不到标准，我们就破坏了我们与他中间该有的关系。
Because of our heart's desire, we're not capable of reaching the standard of God's law, and because of this, it destroys our relationship.
因此，大卫哭求说：“耶和华，我的磐石，我的救主啊！”
Like Dave says, my Lord, in Psalm 19, verse 4, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
因为在你毫无瑕疵、完美的律法面前，我没办法说我是无罪的。
David says, because of your perfect law, I am unable to maintain innocence.
甚至有的时候我们还刻意犯罪啊。
Sometimes we even sin willfully.
我们只能求主啊，神啊，你来救我，把我从罪中赎出去吧。
I only pray that you can save me and redeem me out of the sin.
有人跟我说 ,George 啊。
Someone said to me, George.
如果你能证明啊，这宇宙当中没有外星人啊，我就信基督教。
If you can prove to me there is no ET or aliens, then I will believe in God.
这是一个非常奇怪的问题，我到今天还搞不清清楚有没有外星人跟我们愿不愿意接受耶稣基督是什么关系啊。
To this day, this question baffles me because I don't know how aliens and God have any relationship.
但我可以说的一件事是，有没有外星人，我不知道。
Whether there are aliens, I don't know.
但是我却深深的知道
However, I do know,
这个创造宇宙的神却独独的差遣他的儿子来到这个世界上来为你我来死
That God who has created this massive and vast universe decided to come to earth to die for you and me and to be our savior
成为我们的救主耶稣爱我我知道
God loves me, I know.
他是我的救赎主，耶稣也希望你能够接受他成为你的救赎主。
God also hopes that you can choose him to be your savior.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
神借着他的创造，大自然、星辰，大声的正在跟我们每一个人说话。
Through God's creation, nature, stars, He's speaking to us.
他告诉我们他在掌权。
He's saying that he's in control.
他正在细微的照顾我们生命当中每一个需要照顾的地方。
And he's caring for us in every way.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
但是多少时候我们人享受了他的恩惠却否定了他的存在。
But how often do we receive his grace but still deny his existence?
也多少时候我们因为先人依着圣经立了国家的宪法的根基我们因此在这个社会环境当中蒙了祝福
How often does previous generations base their constitution of the scripture
而我们现在却藐视圣经
that we are benefited and blessed by it but now we neglect and look down on God's law
这是多么不理智，也多么伤神的心呢
？This is very, very hurtful
to God.
To God.
愿意大卫的诗篇能够提醒我们创造主的伟大。
May the Psalm of David once again remind us of God's glory and majesty.
他的荣耀，他和他对与我们中间律法的一个约定。
Of God's glory and majesty through His creation and His law.
让我们口里说的话，心里想的事情都能荣耀神。
May our actions and our speech, and our mouth and our meditation be pleasing to the Lord.
愿与我们口中的言语、心里的意念都在神面前蒙悦纳。
May we be pleasing in God's eye.